When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to our Mother's Day edition, first hour of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon on the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the brand new 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen and Watch. That will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. And happy Mother's Day, everyone. It is an absolutely spectacularly glorious, sunny, warm Sunday morning here in the great Pacific Northwest. And we have been blessed by an angel this morning. You'll know about it in a minute. Thank you, Rob. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we'll fill you in here shortly. But let's get the table set before we do that. As always, and I just want to say a personal thank goodness, our Animal World production engineer is here, Mike Roberge. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Martha.
You have earned your money this morning, my friend.
We were rocking and rolling about 5 minutes before air.
Yeah. And let's get Animal World's call screener today. Aji is here. Good morning, Aj.
Good morning, Martha.
And we want to give a shout out to our other Animal World call screener, Kathy, who, you know, she could be listening now because she's probably a little early for the Mother's Day celebration. But
I have a little inside information on that.
You do?
Really? I'm almost sure she's listening because she called just to say hi, but I couldn't really talk because I was doing the booga booga in the other room setting up a contingency plan.
But you know what just occurred to me? Kathy... If you're not here, right? It's your fault.
Oh,
my goodness, did she, her energy not, my goodness, did that mess up the detail? Yeah. All right, Kathy, this is the last Sunday you get to take off. Now, we're teasing, of course. We love Kathy, and we miss you, and we hope you have a wonderful, wonderful Mother's Day celebration with your son.
Yes.
And at any rate, it is... Gosh, what is the second Sunday of May already? Holy moly. Beautiful Sunday morning, and it also happens to be Mother's Day. And speaking of that, being the second Sunday of the month, it means it's a Martha and Robin Sunday, which means Mount Shasta Mystic and Metaphysical Mother. Robin Alexis is joining us. Good morning, Robin. Are you with us?
I am. Good morning and happy Mother's Day to you.
Oh, well, thank you.
A chorus of kitties at your house who are relaying that message to you from them.
Yeah, they were Johnny on the spot when that alarm clock went off this morning, actually a little early, to wish me happy Mother's Day. They got me fuchsia baskets, by the way. So they're very proud
so
of themselves.
Cool.
And can't forget to say, if you are an animal parent, we celebrate Mother's Day and Father's Day, of course, related to the animal world. Now, please, this is this will be the official Mother's Day disclaimer. Aji, you need to know this in case somebody calls. And you know, keep in mind, folks, this show is about animals. Okay, so that's how we celebrate these things. It's not to take away from the original intent of Mother's Day and human mothers and their kids, and we honor all of that. But since we're animal parents, we honor it from an animal perspective. And so I give this disclaimer, Mike and Aji, so that you know, because okay. Before I started doing that, it was before I was here on this station. Oh, and Sandy was our call screener. Oh, she had a guy call her up and ream her out, up one side and down the other. And how dare we associate Mother's Day with animals? And it was totally offending his wife and the mother of his children. And we desecrated the holiday. And Sandy, of course, said, well, honey, you don't have to listen. Turn the channel. In her inimitable style.
Well said.
So we always do a little disclaimer. So, you know, we have no intent of taking away from you know, the intended meaning of the day. But, folks, this is Animal World. So if you don't like it, turn the channel. There's plenty of other stuff to listen to. But at any rate, if you are an animal mom like me, a single parent, okay, then you have to understand that your animal friends understand about Mother's Day and Father's Day and that sort of thing, and they would love to give you gifts, but they can't go to the store, shop for you. So guess what? You have Aunt Martha's permission. You just trot yourself on out, and you buy whatever you want from your animal friends for you for Mother's Day, and you just let them know that's what they got you. And you watch them strut their little stuff and be proud of themselves for getting their mom something for Mother's Day. I mean, they really do love to do that. So I have wonderful fuchsia baskets from my boys and girl.
And this would include animal godmothers, too?
Well, of course. Of course. Any excuse to celebrate and give gifts and honor mother relationships. It includes metaphysical mothers. So happy Mother's Day, metaphysical mother, you, Robin.
Thank you very much.
And did Rumi get you something nice for Mother's Day?
No, he didn't know that was the protocol. So,
well, it's not Rumi's protocol. Bob, where's Bob? Is Bob hanging out?
No, Bob is not here.
Oh, well, that's good. Then, okay, if he's not there, then it's his fault. Okay? That's our rule, is it not? And, of course, see, you'll have to fill him in that Aunt Martha says, I should have called him and told him. I just assumed he knew this. But, you know, it's his job to shop for Rumi.
No, so, actually, you're shocking me. I mean, I knew the boys came through and told me to tell you Happy Mother's Day, but this whole story that you're sharing, I didn't know that was the protocol. So,
well, no, see, just... when Father's Day rolls around, Robin, it's your job to get a gift for Bob from Rumi.
Oh, I can't wait. Now, see, I'll get him something I really like.
It's kind of better, though, to be a single parent on Mother's Day and Father's Day, because, see, then you get to shop for yourself on behalf of your animal friends. But you'll get a present for Rumi and a card for Dad.
Oh, wait, here comes Bob. I thought he'd already left the house, and he has heard what you said. Here he comes.
Uh-oh,
on the mic.
He's come. Was that a rumble I heard in Mount Shasta? I thought maybe you'd quickly left to go buy a present for Mother's Day from Rumi.
Well, that's what I'm going to do now that I've been guilted into it.
Well,
my cat is sitting there going, when are you going to buy the present? Yeah.
And Bob, keep in mind that Father's Day is yet to come. So you're actually, you know, gilding the lily for Father's Day here.
Oh, I never thought about
that. Yeah, yeah. So keep that in mind.
I know what Rumi wants to give his mother for Mother's Day.
Yeah. Yeah.
He wants to have the bed set up in our new house.
Oh, I see. So y'all have a bed to sleep in.
Oh, you're going to love this story. Bob and I were great lovers in A Lifetime in Paris. He was William Short in a previous incarnation.
Oh, this is past life stuff.
Yes. And I was Duchess. I don't remember how to pronounce my last name. But anyway, we had quite the affair, and there's even love letters that are online between the two of us. But anyway,
we found
an antique French bed at a secondhand store here in town, and we bought it, and we're going to set it up. And
my.
That would be a pretty cool Mother's Day thing to do in our new house today that we're trying to get moved into.
You better find a way to nail that sucker to the floor, because I see some bed raising going on here.
Oh, honey, as soon as I saw that bed, I started telling Bob about the past life hoopla in a bed like that, and he's like, okay, let's get it.
Okay, you know how to get what you want.
I can't wait. And Rumi's meowing. He's all excited. He's like, yeah, I want to sleep in the bed, too. We'll have to kick him off during events.
but before we do the bed, I'm going to go out and get you some coffee, so you'll have your coffee here on the show.
Oh, yeah, there's a woman in town. Her name is Marty. She makes the best coffee at Shasta Pastry here in Mount Shasta.
Well, I thought you liked that Get Skinny coffee.
I do. I drink that 5 days a week. but on, or 6 days a week, but on Sundays.
Yeah. Oh, Sundays you get special coffee.
Sundays I get this incredible coffee from Shasta Pastry, but only Marty can make it. She's the best coffee maker.
Well, you good little Mother's Day shopper there, Bob. You go out and get her some coffee.
Yeah, you go,
that's
Bob.
Great.
Okay, now that all the technical stuff is handled.
Yeah,
and
now
I
that
say,
you have your marching orders for the day, you know.
Happy Mother's Day to all mothers. And you know what? There are animal mothers like you were talking about. So happy
absolutely.
Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
These are our children.
Yeah, and
right,
remember,
Martha?
Father. Oh, absolutely. There are
words
animal
of wisdom,
kids.
Yeah, words of wisdom from Cat Daddy and Aunt Martha.
Yeah, absolutely. And you just, all you dads out there, or you husbands, you spouses, you boyfriends or whatever, you just remember Father's Day be coming up. So if you want presents from your animal friends, be nice to mom and set a good example.
What are you? Oh, Bob, he's so cute. Rumi was just up on his lap and he got so excited he was drooling.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Well, see, they know. They know.
Yeah.
And Robin, you tune in like I do. You know they know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that, speaking of that, animal gifts, I could never have flowers, you know, cut flowers in the house because my Abyssinians would always trash them. Well, I figured out a way because 1 year, Mother's Day, you know, my partner at the time brought me home flowers from the cats and they didn't touch a petal.
Wow.
So from that point on, when I bring flowers into my house, now I don't bring toxic ones like lilies and that kind of stuff. But when I bring flowers in the house, I always explain to my cats that they're a gift from the cats to me. And
aww,
what a special gift they are. And they don't mess with them.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So they know. They know.
Well, I'm going to let you have a wonderful show. I'm going to go get the coffee and the gifts and the flowers and everything I need to do
and
here.
And make beds.
And make beds and whatever.
All
so
right,
have a
Bob.
Beautiful show, all you beautiful mothers.
All right. Thanks, Bob. Have a good day. Is the sun out down in Mount Shasta?
Oh, it is a glorious day here.
Yeah.
And yesterday was, too. I mean, I'm looking at this huge lilac bush. It's just lovely here.
Well, we're having the nicest and warmest days of the year so far. And Bob or Mike, aren't we headed to like 80 degrees today or something?
Absolutely. We could hit the mid-80s in some of the outlying areas. And
wow,
the good news is it's going to continue not only tomorrow, but also pretty much through the week. And we've had six consecutive weekends of really nice weather. But now it's starting to warm up.
Yeah, well, speaking of that, you know, because I've been in my new place out there for like 2.5 years now. So I've had two summers, springs and summers at my new place. And they've been pretty crummy, you know, as weather goes. You know, wet and soggy and cold, and it warm up a little bit and then get cold. And we had to wait till like July to get even decent at any kind of warm weather at all. Well, this year has been completely different. Now, it's been really wet and soggy and stuff, but since it started to get nice here, how many weekends in a row have we had with that sunny weekends?
This is the sixth.
Six weekends in a row, Robin, we've had with sunshine.
Oh, my.
Well, and let me tell you what that does. I mean, that makes things grow. And I just so love the wonderful weather. And I'm really not complaining because I love, love, love it. And it's fabulous. But let me tell you, I've been tap dancing and I'm not keeping up with it. Stuff is growing like crazy. And I have not had a spring like this that I could start gearing up for summer this soon and need to. And so I'm like, holy mackerel, Andy.
Have your Wheaties for breakfast because
yeah.
I think this is going to be one of those years. I'm hopeful that this is going to be one of those summers that we'll remember, and that it'll be nice, and we'll have those lots of really gorgeous days here in the Northwest.
Yeah,
which
but that means I'll be able to, you know, do a little entertaining in my because out I don't have a indoor house for entertaining, but I have a lovely yard, but the weather hasn't been nice consistently enough to, you know, plan anything and have the family out. And a lot of my family hasn't even seen where I live. But, you know, it would be really nice to have
this
some.
This could be the year.
Yeah, this could be the year. This could be the year. So there you go. Whoa. Well, okay. So, gosh. Usually I'm a little more centered and ready to do these things. But let me tell you, Robin. Of course, you sort of know because you were kind of on hold for a while. But when I came in this morning to the station, Mike was like a busy bee all over the place. And what, about 20 minutes before airtime, what happened?
Well, we thought it was here in the main studio. We have several computers that control all of the commercials and promos and all that sort of stuff, which we rely on heavily. Well, it crapped out.
That's a technical term.
Yeah.
And it just went kaplooey, huh?
Yeah, yeah. So we were, I called our engineer who came down and saved the day. But in the meantime, as we were getting closer to air, I was setting up contingency plans in one of our auxiliary studios so that if we had to do the show from in there, and we wouldn't like it because it's a really small little production studio. It's not as roomy.
Yeah, it's great
roomy.
For Agia. It's good for one person studio.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
So right up until air, probably about 90 seconds out, we got her figured out.
Yeah, I had my stuff all piled up and ready to make a real fast move to another studio. And at the time, when I got here, there was no engineer here. And I just have to compliment you, Mike. You handled it so well. He was absolutely focused on task. He didn't get worried or flustered. Well, I don't know what he's doing inside, but he wasn't flustered. There was no, you know, air turning blue and being all upset or anything. You just were taking care of business and focused and boom, boom, boom. And you were on the phone with the engineer when we got here. And I just want to say kudos to Rob,
yeah,
the engineer. Because, I mean, it's Sunday morning, for heaven's sakes. It's Mother's Day to boot. And on our way to an 80-degree day, and he was here in a heartbeat.
He was.
Crap, what does he do? Live in the basement or something? For heaven's sakes.
He's actually close by, but
he must be. But he
makes a lot of those kinds of runs.
Yeah.
And yeah. He had it pretty much figured out. See, it's all about, when it comes down to engineering.
The whole computer went, but see, the really big problem was, A, that we couldn't do the show from our regular studio, but also Robin is not in the studio with us. Robin and Bob are down in Mount Shasta, and they do the show via what we call a tie line, which is like they don't do it by phone because, you know, it's crummy quality and, you know, it sounds weird and you got to hold a phone and it's all that sort of stuff. So they have what's called a tie line, which is basically a mini radio setup that they have there, and they sit at their kitchen table down there in Mount Shasta and come in on the tie line, and then it sounds like they're in the studio and all of that. But up until like 90 seconds before airtime, we couldn't hook up the tie line. And we thought it would work in the other studio, but then you found out at the last minute it wouldn't work in there. And then Bob said, well, Robin can't hold a phone to her ear for 3 hours, for heaven's sakes.
Nobody can hold the phone to their ear for 3 hours.
Well, yeah. So so we're like, okay, we'd be tap dancing. As soon as I got here and Mike knew what was going on, I, you know, called in our resources on the other side, and then I took a break and went off in another room and called up everybody and did some prayers and energy work. And and actually, Robin, the prayer and affirmation I gave you, the healing one, Father, Mother, God, Thou art omnipresent.
Yes.
Thou art in so and so. They are well. I used that on the radio station and the equipment and all of that. Did it 3 times, did the ohms and all of that. And by the time when I walked back into the studio, boom, in a couple of seconds, Rob walked in. And what great energy he has. And, you know, our angel savior. And he just...
Well, he's also a really crack engineer. And part of the trick is when you have a problem is, yes, you need to fix the problem, but you also need to be thinking ahead to a temporary solution. So I know for a fact that as Rob was coming in here, he was thinking about the different possibilities and what he was going to do. Because as soon as he got in here, he went to another computer and started to troubleshoot. While he was doing that, I was thinking ahead and going, okay, as a contingency plan, if we have to do this from another studio, what do we got to do? So we could have done it. We wouldn't have enjoyed it.
Well,
not for 3 hours.
And I might have been. It might have been a first because I might have been sitting in Mike's lap because we like only had like one microphone in there and all of that. And we really would have been work spouses. That would have sealed the deal. Yeah, yeah. We would have. What do you call it when you get married and then you you make it official?
Consummate.
We would have consummated the relationship this morning. That would have been it. But
that's
anyway.
New meaning to a lap dance.
Yeah.
Huh?
Wow, I never thought about it that way.
Uh-huh. up until 90 seconds to airtime, that's what we were doing. But I just have to compliment, you know, and again, thank you, Guardian Angel Engineer Rob, for boot scooting in here and fixing everything up. And speaking of contingencies, that's where Mike was, you know, cruising around. He had backup after backup after backup plan, and he'd get a backup plan going, and then he'd go to test it and it wouldn't work, and then he'd come up with something else, and then that wouldn't work, and then he'd fix that, and then anyway, I am just totally impressed with you.
The show must go on.
Yeah, right? You were seeing too.
These are words that we all live by.
Absolutely.
Live radio.
Fabulous, fabulous. Great job. So, and the sun is out and everything is shining. And boy, you know, it's nice to have friends in high places. Thank you, Master.
Martha, your mom is coming in and she's saying happy Mother's Day to you. And then she's going,
Mom, happy Mother's Day. I love you.
She's grinning from ear to
love
ear.
Love you, love you, love you. Are you typing, Mom?
Well, as a matter of fact, I did hear her typing, and she is saying book, book, book. And she's talking about, again, a book that you and I do. So I know you've got books coming out through You and I Do individually, but your mom, this is the second time she's brought up us doing a book together.
Well, so I think we'll probably do the Animals and Reincarnation book.
Yeah, she's smiling again.
Yeah. That's the book we got to do. And speaking of that, we'll get into that here very shortly. But let's see. I better actually take care of business. We know that Robin's here. And by the way, Robin, for any new listeners, I think everybody knows who Robin is, Mount Shasta Mystic. She is the co-host of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis, co-host with her husband, Bob. And Mystic Radio airs live Wednesday midday, noon to 1 o'clock Pacific Daylight Time, right here on 1150 Alternative Talk, KKNW. And then it airs, the encore presentation usually airs after Animal World. Do we have an encore today? Anything going on? Or we'd have the...
No, we have an encore.
Business as usual.
Business
yes.
as usual.
12 to 1 o'clock, Mystic Radio.
Mystic Radio. So when you're done listening to Animal World, just stay right where you are, especially if you didn't get to hear the live broadcast of Mystic Radio last Wednesday. You'll hear it today at noon. And I think that brings up, before I go on to what's happening today and all that sort of stuff, don't you have a special Mother's Day gift for everybody?
And yes, and I am over the moon excited. My webmaster put something together right on the homepage of my website, robinalexis.com. You can just go right there. It's a big banner. You just click it and you can go ahead and take advantage of this Mother's Day special. And I have had quite a few animals come to me telepathically and say, people, listen to this. They'd like to have a Mother's Day special reading also. It's a half-hour reading. It's only $125. You go to my website, robinalexis.com, and you click on the Mother's Day special. It's right on the homepage. And it's very easy to go ahead and book it that way. Or if you don't have access to a computer, you can call Bob at 530-859-2499. That's 530-859-2499. And just to be clear, my usual readings are $3.95. I only do a few at a time, but I am the metaphysical mother. I'm the founder of Metaphysical Mothering. I'm such an advocate of us mothering our own souls, each other, our children, our animal friends, the world, everything. I'm just so excited about mothering. So anyway, welcome to this opportunity, and I can't wait to serve you. So yay! I'm so excited. Thank you for letting me tell about it, Martha.
Oh, yeah. I have to say, I don't think I've ever heard you offer a price that low for a private consultation with you. Albeit it's a half an hour, but $125, it's never been that low. And boy, you can do a lot in 30 minutes.
Yeah, that's true.
And will this
true.
Also be recorded and a recording
yes.
be offered, sent?
Yes.
So cool.
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah, I haven't lowered my rate to that since probably 2000.
Okay.
So it's
now,
been
do people have to call
time.
During the show today to get it, or just today, or does it go until Wednesday, or how long does this offer last,
it
or until the supply runs out?
Well, supply runs out or Tuesday of this week.
Okay. But you only have a limited amount that you're willing to sell,
yes,
right?
Yes, because I normally only do two readings a day because it takes so much of my frequencies to be able to serve in that manner. So these are an extra half hour I'm going to be doing. So I technically will be doing three readings a day. And so I don't know how long my energy can stay balanced and be of service to the divine at that level. So we're only going to do a few to make sure it doesn't blow my circuits.
All right. That sounds reasonable. Yes, please keep your circuits intact. We need them. All right. Happening today, there is one event aside from Animal World that's going on today that I want to tell you about because it's a Mother's Day special. If you've been thinking about adding an animal friend to your family, King County, Seattle, Bellevue Humane Society, right across I-90 from us here, Seattle Humane is having a Mother's Day special, and all animals 1 year or older are 50% off to mothers today. Only today. They're open from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., so plenty of time for you to gather the family and cruise to the Humane Society if you'd like to adopt a new animal friend today. But 50% off on all animals 1 year or older today only for Mother's Day at Seattle Humane. www.seattlehumane.com or .org if you need information. And let's see, we've got some follow-up and news. We've got a lot of incredible stuff in the news and some heart-wrenching stuff, but some really, really good stuff. Running the flea tip at 10 o'clock, but, you know, we often dump it because there's so much to do on a Robin and Martha Sunday. About 10:55, a short current events. And then, of course, we have our incredible generous sponsors, longest sponsors with Animal World here, and that would be Designing Health, the makers of Missing Link. And if you feed cooked or processed food to your animal friends, especially if you feed the lower quality foods you get at the grocery store or the big box, you know, pet stores, you need to add the Missing Link because that's what it's designed for, adds what's missing in the crummy foods. And it really, really helps your animal friends. Well, pay attention because when the Designing Health Missing Link ad runs today, you know, I do that live. And at the end of that ad, I will give you the Missing Link word of the day. And then your job will be to call Aji and tell her the word of the day, which I now, with all the hoopla before the show, we forgot to figure out the word of the day. So we'll have to do that before that happens.
We'll figure it out.
At any rate, we'll figure out a word of the day. I'll give it to you live when the Missing Link ad airs. And then that's your cue to pick up the phone and tell Aji the word of the day. And then you win a full bag of Missing Link for either your cat friend. You get the ultimate cat formula, or you get to choose between two dog formulas, the hip and joint formula or the skin and coat formula. And Missing Link will get it off to you in the mail. And yes, absolutely right. I got you there. Mike raised a finger this time because I forgot to say it last week. You can only win a contest here on KKNW every 30 days. So if you've won a contest on this radio station in the last 30 days, please don't call. And because Mr. and Mrs. KKNW, pay attention. We have to turn in this information now, and they check it out. And they will intervene and not allow you to have the prize.
And that would be horrible,
cheated,
wouldn't it?
And that would be horrible.
Yeah.
It really
would. We don't want to do that.
So, as long as you haven't won a contest on the station here in 30 days, then you are eligible to win. Jot down these phone numbers, because it could happen this hour, could happen next hour, could happen in the third hour. The phone number to call, local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Just remember the 1-888-298-5569. 5569. I'm realizing I have an interesting echo in my headset. Are you hearing one in yours?
It is. It's a little latency with our tie line down to Mount Shasta.
Yeah.
Kind of hearing what they're hearing.
Well, I figure with what could have been going on today, if that's the only problem, we can live with that.
We can live
no
with that.
No sweat. Now, if you want to shoot us an email during the live broadcast of Animal World, can we get an email? Okay.
We are good to go.
We're good on email. All right. So you can send us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Oh, and by the way, since it's Mother's Day, I wanted to send out Robin. You will probably want to join me in this, but she sent a heads up to me this morning on the Soul Spa. That would be Robin on Robin's website, robinalexis.com. And I want to say happy Mother's Day to Franny. And because I know she's a human mom, she's also an animal mom. And what, Robin, is Franny in North Carolina?
Yes.
Yes. All right. So all the way on the other side of the country, happy Mother's Day, Franny.
Happy Mother's Day, Franny. She's so beautiful.
She is. She is. And what a sweetheart. Of course, she's on the West Coast, so she's up much earlier than we are. But she sent an early shout out this morning and said she was looking forward to listening to the show as usual. So happy Mother's Day, Franny. And maybe one of your animal friends needs Missing Link, Franny. You haven't won yet. So 425-373-5527. Wait for the word of the week. And 888-298-5569. All righty then. Huh. Well, even with all the hoopla going on, we would make Mike very happy if we stay on time. So how about before we get into follow up and pull out that woo-woo music again. Robin, hold on. We'll take care of our advertisers and sponsors. It is the most important part of the show. Without them, there's no us. So please listen, pay attention, support them, thank them, and stay right where you are. Animal World continues with Robin Alexis right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend. And Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Now visit Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Avenue in Marysville. You can give them a call at 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Call into Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis Wednesdays at 12 noon Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern Time for your free on-air readings. Robin uses her ability as a karma specialist, medical intuitive, and metaphysical healer to assist you in removing blockages so you can experience life more fully. She's a medium who can talk to your spirit guides and angels. And check out Robin's Soul Spa at robinalexis.com.
Does your dog experience bad breath or gas? Does your cat spit up hairballs? Try Optigest. Optigest is a natural formula of digestive enzymes and the prebiotic FOS. Even pets with a healthy diet can experience digestive upset due to diet change, separation, or the normal aging process. Optigest works fast and has no inactive ingredients. Optigest supports intestinal balance and a healthy immune system to promote more comfortable, active, and vibrant dogs and cats. Ask for Optigest at your natural pet store today.
Pam and Rochelle are Chat with Women.
Remember who you're talking to, Mike.
Hello.
Chat with Women.
Listen to Chat with Women to be informed, motivated, inspired.
Don't listen to people who tell you it's never been done before. If I had looked at the SWAT team, it was an all-male team, and thought, you know what, if I had done that, I wouldn't have had the incredible experiences.
Take 1 hour out of your day to learn and grow and change your life.
You're living in that virtual world too much.
That's right. Very virtual.
Come on out with us and play.
Every weekday morning at 8, Chat with Women on 1150 KKNW.
This new year, give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, a strong immune system, and a healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Go to NuPro. NuProSupplements.com for more information. That's NuProSupplements.com.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once.
I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Talk radio with a difference. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all. Happy Mother's Day. I'm Martha Norwalk, and so delighted that you decided to spend your Sunday morning, Mother's Day, here with us. And it's a Martha and Robin Sunday, Robin Alexis. Mystic Radio's Robin Alexis and Mount Shasta Mystic and Metaphysical Mother is joining us. And I want to, before we continue, I do want to let you know, because I was just reminded when I heard my ad that just ran about my counseling practices, and I just wanted to let you guys know, I'm hearing from people and seeing some people with their animal friends these days. We've got one in particular in mind that had not called me because they assumed that there was no way I would travel to see them. Well, you know, I work with people privately in their homes. I do also do phone sessions, but I travel long distances. And these folks, Friday, I went way north of Arlington. I'm going to see these folks south of Puyallup later in the month. And they have had horrendous behavior problems with their dog for the last 2 years. They've seen every behaviorist and trainer they could find down there. The dog bit all of them. And they don't have a resolution to their problem. And finally, they called me as a last resort, and they said, well, we didn't call you to begin with. We thought you wouldn't. There's no way you'd come down and see us. Well, there is. And besides that, I'm really reasonably priced. So don't be concerned if you think it's too far away. Now, obviously, there is a point. But I go north, I go south, I go east, I go west. Pretty much you pay me, I'll come. And it isn't that much. So I just thought I'd let you know that. And then, speaking of Mother's Day, I just want to give another Mother's Day shout-out to my mom, Rosie. She's on the other side, but she's tuned in. And I also, because I didn't have a chance when we talked about it earlier, I want to wish a happy Mother's Day to my grandmother, Mom's mom. I called her Meemaw. Her name is Bess. But she and I didn't have the greatest relationship, and I really didn't honor her the way that she deserved to be honored. So, an incredible woman, and I want to say happy Mother's Day to her, too.
She hears you.
Ah,
it's interesting you're saying that, because just this morning I was thinking about my grandmother, who I did not have a good relationship with. But as I've matured, I've recognized what a treasure she was and how I just didn't get her. And so I appreciate what you just said. So shout out to my grandmother, too.
Yeah.
Although my grandmother's reincarnated. I know where she is, but still. Might as well say thanks anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I have to say, yeah, she and I, the rare occasion that my parents would go on a vacation or a business trip without us kids, they rarely went anywhere without us kids. They were so devoted to us. In the rare case that they did, my grandparents, Harry and Bess, would come up from Berkeley, California, and they'd drive all the way up to Seattle or take the train. Yeah, they usually took the train, and they would stay with us. Which was great. We loved them, and especially loved my grandfather and had a great time with him. He was the chief traveling buffalo, and Robin's familiar with my grandfather. But yeah, Bess was his wife, and our relationship tanked when they stayed with us for a couple of weeks 1 year, and I was feeding a stray cat in the neighborhood. A big black and white cat. And somehow my mom had forgotten to tell my grandma that we did that every day, that we fed this cat. And when my grandma found me doing that, she forbade me from doing it. And she wouldn't let me feed the cat. And as young as I was, I could not grasp that. And of course, as a little kid, I was sure that my stray cat friend would starve to death before my parents got back. So I got really ticked off, and I never forgave her for that. And I regret that now, and I have, of course, forgiven her, and I understand she was doing the best she could and thought she was being responsible. And unfortunately, it was a miscommunication, and I'm sure she regrets it too. But anyway, I love you, Meemaw, and And I'm sorry, I was such a bratty kid. And, of course, the cat didn't starve to death.
Well, you know, I'm not sensing her very keenly, but what's coming in is a horse. And it's not your horse, Dan. It's like an old mare with a kind of a bent back. Did Mima have a horse?
Gosh, I don't know. No, and she didn't, as far as I know. I mean, they lived in the city. They lived in Berkeley. She may have been a rider. I don't know.
No, this horse is an old horse, so I don't know why it's coming through. But I also have to tell you, while you were telling that most moving story, Bob just walked in with a box full of the most beautiful pastries from the Shasta Pastry with a coffee. So you guys really guilted him. I got four different pastries here. One is this beautiful chocolate with a huge strawberry in it and a piece of cheesecake and a bear claw and a blueberry scone.
Well, now, Bob, where are ours? Did you hear a delivery guy at the door, Mike?
That's the first thing that occurred to me is a must be nice
for somebody. Thinking, yeah, he must have been thinking about everybody because this is going
to
take
us a week.
He got
one for all of us. We have to figure out, well, how to telepathically. How about your gold Lemurian heathen crystal, Bob? Will that send us pastries?
How about a magic carpet? We'll put it on with a little.
Yeah, it would be nice when we master that.
No, it all works out because we got something. We just don't get to eat it. That's all. And the way things are going, I'm okay with that.
You're okay with that.
I don't need another piece of pastry, no matter how good it is. Although,
okay, now
I do
your
like
grandma. Grandmother's coming in and she's joking and she's saying, well, we could give some of that to that stray cat. So she's smiling and she's glad that you've forgiven her because she does regret that she didn't just let you feed the cat is what she's saying.
Yeah.
I see her with your mother.
Yeah.
So I've never seen the two of them together. Actually, here comes Chief Traveling Buffalo, too. So
Harry and Bess, they're all there. Well, yeah. Well, I love you all, and thank you, Mom, thank you, Grandma, and thank you, Pa.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got pastries and everything, and thank you, Rumi, for honoring your mom.
Oh, yes, thank you, Rumi. He just says, no problem. He's a good gift giver.
Yeah. He has a great gopher.
And money is no object.
Money's no object. Oh boy. Yeah, better get Bob after that bed, though. I don't think Rumi can put it together for you. And he's not at the other house anyway, so. So speaking of that, I mean, if people don't know, I mean, you guys have been working on, you bought an old house down there, and you've been remodeling it for some time.
Yeah, we bought it in December. It was a foreclosed home.
Yeah.
It was built in 1928. It had no central heating. It had no insulation, had the original windows and whatever the original electrical wiring was in it. So it had no closets. It had one bedroom.
Wow.
I mean, we have put our heart and soul into it. And let me tell you, it is beautiful. And the yard is extraordinary. I mean, it is becoming far more beautiful than I ever imagined. And I'm really delighted that we chose to get ourselves into this mess. I mean, on one hand, you could look at it like the Money Pit movie.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, it is just gorgeous. And we're very, very happy about it.
All right. And so final stages are going on and you're actually starting to move your stuff in, right?
Yes, we are.
And you hope to be moved in by June.
I'm hoping, yes.
All right. And summer in the new place.
Yes.
In the French bed. Whoa, can't wait to hear those stories.
Ooh, baby, my toes are wiggling.
Okay, speaking of that, you got that music ready because I think it's time for follow-up and we might as well go off the cliff.
Yes.
So, there we go. All right, you guys, if you can't handle the woo-woo stuff, now's the time to turn the channel. Or you can just chalk it up as entertainment. Now, before we get to the news follow-up and the animals in the news and the good news and all of that, and we got a lot of that stuff to deal with, I know that many of you are waiting to hear what's going on with my woo-woo cat stories and G-Man and Red Dragon. I thought, I don't want to spend the time to go back and tell you all the whole story. So you new listeners, I'll update as briefly as I can. And you'll have to go back and listen to archives if you want all the details and all the stories. But if you don't know, the cat half of my heart is owned by Abyssinians. And my previous Abyssinian kitty souls that were with me in other bodies in this lifetime have all been coming back to me. And the whole saga started last summer. And I was, because I was down to my oldest Abyssinian, that's G-Man, and he's almost 15, and he's a blue Abyssinian. And then I had my little rescue, Sophie, tuxedo kitty, with the black thumbs on her white feet, and she's so cute. And she, of course, had been with me in this lifetime in another body before. She came back first. That's when I decided that I just couldn't, if I was going to stay in this lifetime, I needed Abyssinians. So, and a house full of them, and boy, that be what I got. And so my Scooty and my Jilpy came back first as Ping and Pong. That was last September. And then with their little hot Abyssinian kitten bodies running around getting goofy, old G-Man said to me and Robin, both separately and together, he said, well, I want one of those hot little Abyssinian bodies too, because he's almost 15. His body is pretty worn out, and he can't do the running and the jumping and the playing anymore, although he's still young at heart and would like to. I put the kibosh on that idea for a while, but after a few months and then in the interim, my first ruddy Abyssinian that started this whole Abyssinian thing, his name was Buzz Around the House, he popped in, said he wanted to come back, so he came back. So then I had Ping and Pong and Buzzy. Buzzy was born the end of October. And so we had the three little ruddy boys. Well, then it really started breaking my heart as they would be running a racetrack around the house and up and down and in and out and off the walls and all over the place and enjoying the big, huge Taj Mahal outdoor cat run that I built after I moved. And I watched G sit there. It was really heartbreaking to watch him watch those boys and wish he could play and run, but he couldn't. So eventually I gave him permission that if he was ready to give up his blue suit and come back in a new Abyssinian kitten form, that it was okay with me. And that's when the woo-woo began. And even, I mean, it was already woo-woo, but the big-time woo-woo. And yeah, you can hit the button, because and anybody that's been listening knows today is a big date related to that woo-woo, to G-Man's transition story. And before I go any further, I will let you all know that without question, something huge has been happening in my house with me and these cats this last week. It has been a real emotional week, and especially after this morning, I'll tell you what, something huge is going on. There's no question about that. At any rate, G-Man said what really started this big woo-woo stuff is G-Man said, I don't want to do it like the other guys did. I don't want to have to leave this body and go off and then come back later. And in the meantime, y'all are familiar with Kim Miller, Medium and Animal Intuitive, who hosts the show for me on the third Sunday of the month. So it'll be a Kevin and Kim Sunday next week, actually. Kim's dog, Shasta, passed earlier this year. And she transitioned very quickly and came back within a week in an already born Labrador Retriever puppy body. Well, and that happened to go down on the phone while I was talking to Kim. And if you remember in the fall when Buzzy and Ping and Pong were all coming back, Robin and I encountered this little soul big soul we call Chico, who helps other souls do walk-ins or trade-outs in bodies. And Chico helped Kim's dog, Shasta. Hope I'm not confusing you all too much here. But at any rate, Chico helped Shasta get into the new, get out of her old, into the new body, and it all happened over the phone while Kim and I were talking on the phone. Well, G-Man was eavesdropping on that whole conversation. So G-Man tells Robin and me, and Robin, you jump in any time to correct or add or whatever.
Well, Chico is actually popping in here, and he's saying, in the theme of Mother's Day, we could kind of call him a cosmic animal midwife. He helps souls birth themselves into the body that is the most appropriate body for them.
Oh, that's a good way of putting it. So Chico's our cosmic midwife. Anyway, G-Man said to Robin and me, I want to do it like Shasta did. Huh. Okay. So we said, well, okay. And then he said, so start body shopping. Find me a body. Well, of course, I had the breeder that is local that does the Abbeys that from Ping Pong and Buzzy. And Buzzy said he wanted to be different and not be a ruddy like the other three. I knew she didn't breed blue. She didn't have blue Abbeys very often. And I'd never had a red, and I knew she would have red kittens. So I talked to G-Man about would he like to be a red Abbey, and he decided he would. And it's the year of the dragon, so he said he would like to be called Red Dragon. And to go find, to find a body. So I called the breeder, and the long and the short of it is that she had red kittens in the oven at that time. I said, to G-Man, well, there's kittens on the way, and this is the breeding that sounds good. If you're going to do this, you better get with it. Now, and I all made the stipulation that I was not happening. I would help him in whatever way and support him in this desire to leave his blue body and come back as a red, but I was not helping physically in terms of euthanizing what appeared to me to be a healthy blue boy body and my beloved blue boy. Gee, I was not going to euthanize him. He'd have to do this on his own. And he swore to Robin and I separately and together that when the time came, he'd be able to easily leave his blue body and his heart would just stop and he'd leave. And we assumed at the time he'd go do what he needed to do on the other side and then come back as a red crit. And so I was saying, you better get this done quick. And he said, well, we got a new plan. And the new plan was, I don't want to have to leave my body and go to the astral plane and then come back as a new one. He said, I want to do it like Shasta did. I want the body already ready so I can leave my blue boy and come right in to the red kitten body. And then he says, so go meet the, so well then, when they're born, I go meet them. We pick out the red dragon.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah?
Well,
okay.
Huge piece of this is that one morning, G-Man kept beckoning you.
And
you
were right.
Like, what's going on? And you followed him. He jumped up by the computer and you turned it on and you'd just gotten an email from the breeder saying red kittens were born.
Yeah, yeah. So there have been all kinds of woo-woo stuff along the way here. All of this stuff, though, we've told in detail in earlier shows. So if I leave something out, Robin, please jump in with the good stuff. But I'm doing it just to kind of expedite us and get it up to, because, there's more stuff we haven't talked about yet. So anyway, he let me know the email was there. The kittens were there. We went. And if you want to see the red dragon, go to MarthaNorwalk.com, click on current events, scroll down a little bit, and his first baby pictures are up on my website, so you can see the red dragon body for real.
And by the way, his eyes are red in the pictures.
Yeah, all the pictures of him are red eyes. And you can anyway. So we picked out the red dragon body. And then as the details, as G-Man and Chico, our metaphysical midwife soul, were filling in the details, the things have kind of honed in and changed a little bit as the process has gone on. And the plan became, G's plan was, you bring the red dragon home for a while. He said, what did he say to us, Robin? I want to teach that boy some things before I switch.
Well, yes, he did, and he's been extremely communicative and specific to the point where you had gone through a process of finding a kitten that you were like 99% sure was really the one that G wanted you to have. And I was on the East Coast on vacation, and I had a dream that G-Man came to me in the dream and said that he wanted the kitten that you could put in, that you had in the palm of your hand. And come to find out, that was another confirmation that, okay, this is really happening.
Yeah, because while Robin was gone and didn't know, I had gone to visit the litter of kittens and pick out the one of that litter that I thought was going to be Red Dragon, but I didn't like any of those. And then at the last minute, she said she had another red kitten that was born 3 days later, and that was the one that fit in the palm of my hand, and that's the one I decided that I thought I wanted, and that's the one that G-Man showed to Robin, do-do-do-do, and she's on the East Coast, doesn't know, all that kind of stuff. So, all right, so that kitten came home. Oh, and we said, I said to G-Man at the time, because he said, I want to teach that kitten, there's some things I want it to know before I switch out. And I had to say, well, you know, sorry, that just doesn't work. Because when you go, when a soul goes into a new body, that veil comes down and you don't remember. Shasta even told Kim, you know, when I go into the new body, I won't remember. So we know that's a fact. And G-Man said, oh, you just wait. Okay, so then as the plan shook out, what he told us is that he's been working on balancing all his karma and dealing with all of his stuff so that when that he could just leave the blue body and go straight in to the red body. And he explained that what he was going to do is that I bring home the Red Dragon body. And Chico would inhabit. Chico agreed to inhabit that body until they were ready to switch out. And so what they told us originally was that G would teach Chico in the Red Dragon all the stuff he wanted him to know, and then they'd switch out. So it was uncanny when that kitten came home and to watch it hang out with G. And then G showed him where he likes to drink water and how to drink it and which cat box he likes. And to see the two of them peeing together, I mean, anyway, all kinds of stuff. He's teaching him all kinds of stuff. And so he said then he would get into the Red Dragon body. Chico would download all the information to him and then Chico would leave. Well, that was the original plan. That sort of got changed. Then as time went by, what they figured out how to do was while G-Man's still here as the old 15-year-old and Red Dragon's here as the 8 to 10-week old, Chico and G-Man started switching. G would go into Red Dragon and Chico would go into the blue body. And that started happening fairly frequently, but and they explained that they were going to do that to both Robin and I, and they told me that I would know when it was happening, and I did, and pretty much it was happening at night when G-Man was asleep, and then he would go sleep someplace else where he doesn't usually sleep, and Red Dragon would sleep with me the way G-Man did. And that's kind of the, you know, back and forth. And so then the plan kind of changed, and it was that G-Man and Chico would switch back and forth with the two bodies until they got real comfortable. And then that's when G-Man started saying he needed to deal with all his karma. Oh, that's when I started getting sick. Remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I started getting sick, and Robin was trying to help me, and I wasn't able to clear this stuff, and I'd cleared it, kept coming back. What we ended up realizing is that I was processing G-Man stuff. So then I had to go through the ritual consistently of sending his stuff back to his higher self, and he said he wanted it because he wanted to do all, you know, clean up his karma and all this stuff so that he could just, because what he wanted to do instead of leaving the blue body and going to the astral plane, instead of going up, he just wanted to go sideways into the red body and be already done and ready to go in the new red body. So, okay, so we got through that. And then at some point they told us that G-Man told me and Robin separately and together that the transition would then happen on Mother's Day.
Well, even the thing too that you and I usually talk to each other once a week, And on, I think it was May 6th and May 7th, G-Man came to me in my meditations, and he said he was ready to make the 100% switch, and he asked me to call you.
Oh, yeah, that was after what I'm talking about now.
Oh, okay.
Because they did, so he wanted to just be able to go sideways into the body. And then they told us the transition was going to happen on Mother's Day. I said, yikes, you mean, because we were still thinking that the blue body would expire and G-Man would go into the red body. And I was thinking, I don't really want to deal with that on Mother's Day. And I didn't know what the date of Mother's Day was at the time or whatever. But the last Robin and Martha Sunday we did, we started talking about, we were explaining this. And we had forgotten about the Mother's Day timing, so we didn't talk about that. But that's when we got the anonymous phone call, Aji, that you took and put up on the screen, that the anonymous phone caller thought the transition was going to happen on May 13th. Well, when I saw that message, I remembered that they had told us Mother's Day. We had Mike look at the calendar, Mother's Day the 13th. That would be today, folks. And then we have this doo-doo-doo-doo anonymous caller saying that's when the transition's going to happen. So working with that, we you know have been in constant communication, either you know G-Man, Red Dragon, Chico, with me, with Robin, with us together, and what a process it has been. And as of last week, I told you what they had decided to do. They had told that's when. As of last Sunday, I told you that what they had decided was that they would make the permanent switch today on Mother's Day, meaning G-Man would go into Red Dragon, Chico would go into G-Man, and so now G would be permanently Red Dragon, Chico would be in the Blue Boy suit of G's, and then the Blue Boy body would start deteriorating rapidly to pass. That was the plan as of last Sunday. Well, let me tell you, folks, heaven and earth has moved since last Sunday. And we're going to take a time out right now to turn this hour around. Let's dump the tip. I'm good. And we will just turn this, close out the first hour, start the second hour, and then we'll fill you in on all the stuff that's gone down this week and what's happened up till this morning. Now, I will tell you the blue body is still here as of this morning, but we'll fill you in on all the details because, man, has it been a roller coaster. And you better get some Kleenex out because I can pretty much guarantee you I'll be tearing up to tell you what's been going down. So stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.